This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India today is eager for progress, restless to achieve development and determined to become self-reliant. Prime Minister Modi made the remarks while delivering the 6th Ramnath Goenka lecture in New Delhi.
आज जब दुनिया डिसरप्शन से डर रही है, भारत वाइब्रेंट फ्यूचर के डायरेक्शन में आगे बढ़ रहा है. आज इंडियन एक्सप्रेस के इस मंच से मैं कह सकता हूं, भारत सिर्फ एक इमर्जिंग मार्केट ही नहीं है, भारत एक इमर्जिंग मॉडल भी है.
Mr. Modi said people have seen how the past 25 years of the 21st century have passed with great speed and one challenge after another has come and yet the pace of India could not be stopped. He said despite global challenges, the Indian economy is growing at a faster rate. The Prime Minister said today the world sees the Indian growth model as a model of hope. Ousted Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and former Home Minister Asaduzzaman Khan Kamal were today sentenced to death in absentia by country's International Crimes Tribunal in Dhaka for alleged crimes against humanity over violent crackdown during student-led protest last year. The three-member bench led by Justice Muhammad Ghulam Murtaza Majmudar and also sentenced the former Inspector General of Police Chaudhary Abdullah Al-Mamun, who turned state witness to 5 years of imprisonment in the same case. Ministry of External Affairs has said that India, as a close neighbour, remains committed to the best interest of the people of Bangladesh, including in peace, democracy, inclusion and stability in that country. In a statement, the ministry said that India has noted the verdict announced by the International Crimes Tribunal of Bangladesh concerning former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. The ministry said India will always engage constructively with all stakeholders to ensure peace and democracy in the neighbouring nation. Electronics and Information Technology Ministry announced the second tranche of electronic component manufacturing scheme in New Delhi today. Under the second tranche, 17 applicants have been approved with an outlay of over 7,000 crore rupees. On the occasion, Mr. Ashwini Vaishnav handed over the approval letter to the representatives of the companies. Briefing the media, Mr. Vaishnav said these 17 projects will generate production of worth 60,000 crore rupees and over 11,000 jobs. In Bihar, the BJP Legislative Party will meet tomorrow at the state headquarters in Patna, where the newly elected 89 MLAs will choose their new leader. BJP Bihar President Dilip Jaiswal said party observers will also attend the meeting. The ruling National Democratic Alliance, NDA, secured a thumping majority in the Bihar Assembly polls, winning 202 seats in the 243-member house. The 67th Executive Committee meeting of the National Mission for Clean Ganga, NMCG, has approved key research projects to strengthen scientific river management and pollution abatement in the Ganga Basin. The committee reviewed key initiatives including glacier monitoring in the Himalayan Ganga head streams, digital twin development for the Ganga, high-resolution sonar riverbed surveys to manage aquifer recharge. India has emerged as one of the world's most connected societies, empowering 1.2 billion telecom subscribers, 1 billion internet users and 1.4 billion digital entities. Union Minister of State for Communications Dr. Pemasani Chandrasekhar said this while addressing a high-level segment of the World Telecommunication Development Conference 2025 in Azerbaijan today. Indian shooter Gurpreet Singh clinched the silver medal in the men's 25-metre centre pistol fire event at ISSF Rifle and Pistol World Championship in Cairo, Egypt. And that's the end of the news bulletin.